Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Our next item, I think, will no doubt be a topic that'll be of interest to many of our listeners, and that is one of rural housing. One government TD says he's welcoming the fact that support for once-off homes in rural Ireland will continue as part of the draft national planning framework. But is this really what rural Ireland needs, or should the focus be on vacant properties in towns and villages across Ireland? Is it sustainable is the question. To debate this, I'm joined by Fianna Fáil, Cork South West TD Christopher O'Sullivan, and famed architect Hugh Wallace joins me as well. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Christopher O'Sullivan, first of all. Lay it out for me. Are you 100% behind one-off housing?
Yeah, I'm 100% behind one-off housing, but can I just say in your introduction there you mentioned refurbishment and bringing vacant properties back into use. I'm absolutely 100% behind that measure as well. I think any measure that can increase our housing stock has to be welcomed. Any measure that can bring vibrancy back to our towns and villages must be welcomed, which would be done with vacant properties.
But yeah, fair enough, right? But I thought one-off housing was a 1970s, 80s policy.
No, one-off housing is still and remains a very, very important part of the fabric of Ireland, mainly rural Ireland, of course, and you mentioned it there. And, you know, it's something that we should absolutely welcome and encourage. I mean, you know, I hear stories of Ireland in the 80s when we saw young people leave rural Ireland in their masses and go to the cities and go abroad. No, thankfully, and certainly I can say down here in West Cork, where I'm from, there's a real move and a desire to move back to rural parts of Ireland. And I think that's something that should be encouraged. It should be welcomed. It has always been an important part of the fabric of Ireland. It enriches communities. When couples, young people, anybody decides to build their home in the area that they were from, in the area that they might have grown up in an area that they might have moved to and spent over 7 years in, as the rule states, I think it's a really important part of
Hugh Wallace
our
is
schools,
bristling. I can see, you know, and I'll bring him in just a second. Is it sustainable,
our villages, our towns?
Is it sustainable?
It is, because, you know, we're not talking about massive numbers here, Cormac. I mean, if it was a case of 50% of all planning permissions that were granted were one-off houses, okay, then you're running into obstacles. But it's in around 10% of, we'll say, if you look at 2023, of the 42,000 houses that were granted planning permission, only 5,000 of those were one-off. So, I mean, if it was a case of you had linear housing popping up everywhere, if it was a case of you had urban sprawl, then it's something that should be addressed. But it's not at a level where it's an issue. In fact, it's at a very healthy level, I would say. And, you know, okay, in fact, I would say that couples, and I can tell you there are couples out there now and young people and all individuals listening to this who have had to jump through hoops to get planning permission on their land, or maybe on a site that they've purchased nearby to where they grew up. It's, you know, some people are taking two or three applications, 2 or 3 years, tens of thousands of euro in order to get a planning permission across the line. Oh, so okay, if anything, it should be relaxed, I would argue.
Relax one-off housing planning. What's wrong with one-off housing, Hugh?
It's actually not sustainable. And it, you know, I was driving up in Donegal and went over a hill in the middle of nowhere. Two neo-Georgian two-story houses pop up. That is unacceptable.
What's wrong
with it?
It is
not sustainable. They may well want it, but either we're going to have a sustainable country or we're not. And our housing is fundamental to our sustainability. There are 160,000 vacant properties in this country, of which 80,000 are in rural Ireland. They are the ones that should be the ones that are addressed first.
Do them as well, says Christopher.
First. They should be done first. I was another drive during the spring of this year. I was driving down this lovely Boreen. There was an 18th century long house, 20 metres behind that, now falling into disrepair, was a 1970s bungalow falling into disrepair.
Yeah, but you say it's not sustainable.
And behind that, somebody had built a two-story monstrosity.
But yeah, okay,
that shouldn't have been allowed.
Is saying, and I'll go back to Christopher in just a second, that people want to live on their own land. Surely they're allowed to build a house there.
Yeah, but you're not. But what I'm making the point is, I have three houses on the same bit of land, of which two are falling to pieces. So why aren't we addressing the issue of the existing stock? That's what's so important.
Christopher.
And we have to understand it is not sustainable because we're all living until we're 80. So what is going to happen? Mm-hmm. People being isolated in the middle of the nowhere when they're 70 years old, 80 years old and can't drive a car.
Christopher.
Yeah, first of all, listen, I agree with you about sustainability. I think that we have to make a move towards sustainability. Thankfully, in terms of emissions, Ireland is starting to make moves in that regard. But sustainability is one thing. I think the best way of achieving sustainability is bringing people with us. And I can tell you right now, Cormac, and you'd understand this as well, being from a rural area, if I was to go to the peninsulas like Mizenhead, or if I was to go to Ilan Clara, Cape Clear, mm-hmm. if I was to go to the Bear Peninsula and say, lads, listen, no more one-off houses, we're all moving into the cities, we're all moving into the villages, there would be absolute uproar. And nobody, I am telling you, nobody out there would buy in to sustainability or to green measures or to environmental measures. There would be uproar. So we have to bring people with us. I totally agree with you about making vacant houses or bringing them back into use. That's why we've introduced the Croí Cónaithe Fund. It's slow. It's getting there. You know, we have grants of 50 and 70,000, depending on the state of the house. You know, for example, if you take County Cork, for example, I think there's been about 700 applications. 500 have been granted. It's slow. And if we need to amend those grants to make sure that more of these houses that you are talking about are brought back into the market, then we will.
But what about the point that Hugh is making about driving over the hills of Donegal and there are two neo-Georgian mansions newly built? I mean, what about the natural beauty of rural areas?
I think that's down to your county development plan and your planners and the interpretation of the rural planning guidelines. I can tell you the issue down here, and I'm not sure if you would agree with here, is that there's quite strict rules around your rural planning guidelines. In other words, you could have potentially, like, they're very much a drive towards what I would call these kind of boring two-story type farmhouses. There's no room for creativity. There's no, like, we have some of the most amazing architects here in Ireland, and there's no room for creativity. So there's a bit too much uniformity. I would agree with them on that. But
let them work on the beautiful landscape of West Cork, the architects.
The issue we have here is that the Department of the Environment brought out guidelines saying we had to do dinky rinky houses stuck on the landscape, not fabulous pieces of architecture. And in fact, if you go into the council with a fabulous piece of architecture, they go, no, you have to do rinky dinky, and we're in the countryside. So let's get now down to the point of the Department of the Environment. Also, they were supposed to produce new guidelines for rural housing, which is imminent for 5 years. So again, what happens here is we've got a huge amount of existing stock. You drive around the countryside and it's disgraceful. In our small towns and villages, which have the facilities mm-hmm. that people need.
But they might be on somebody else's land, Hugh. Those houses, let's say in my locality, I could go home and say, I want to move to one of the most beautiful places in Ireland, Deimos, in Chiarrúa, but I have no land there. Somebody down the road has land and there's a house falling down in it. That's the house that you're telling me to do up. I don't have access to that house. Maybe the owner won't sell. What do I do then?
Maybe they should be made sell. Maybe they should be.
Because
it's no different than having a piece of land, a brownfield site, and you tax it.
It is.
Let's get down now.
It's somebody's property.
Yeah. So tax them so they do it up.
You stumble on something very important there. And this is an issue that is very much prevalent here in West Cork again. We're a coastal county here. Mike's constituency is very much coastal. And you do have properties that come on the market from time to time that are for sale along the coast. But you're talking, you know, 700,000, 800,000, sometimes up to 1 million that, you know, your regular couple who's just getting on the property ladder cannot dream to afford. The alternative is that perhaps their parents or their neighbour gives them a site at an affordable price that they can build their dream house on. They can raise their family there. Their kids go to the local school. They play for the local GA team. It works.
Incoming missile from Sheila to you, Christopher. Incoming missile from Sheila to you to 51551. I can't believe I'm hearing this, she says. One-off housing is destroying Irish rural landscapes. It's the reason we have such car dependency in rural Ireland and has destroyed the look of Ireland. You never see one-off housing in Germany or much of Europe. Now, you answer that, Missile.
First of all, one-off housing is an established practice in many countries in Europe. I can tell you that. I mean, we often beat obstacles here when we're looking for some young couple to perhaps build a house along the coast. But if you go to the Mediterranean or any coast of any of those European countries, you will see villages whitewashed right across the coastline. So you know, and I've never, you know, in all my years meeting visitors to places like West Cork, and they describe the beauty and they describe the peninsulas, they describe the beaches, I've never heard them say, geez, where are all these, you know, what's with all these one-off houses? They never have an issue with that. So that's not an issue. And again, I think this is where the creativity of our skilled architects, likes of you, could come in, and that we could actually design something that looks better.
Point you, as a Connemara man, I've never heard a Yang say, "Oh my God, why the one-off houses?" But I have heard very wealthy people from South Dublin say they shouldn't allow one-off houses in rural Ireland.
Well, I think there's differences going on here. So first of all, I take the point that architects should be allowed to do their job, but they're not allowed. That's the first point. Mm-hmm. The second point is the whitewashed villages. And that's what we need to understand. It's about collecting people in urbanized centers, small villages, which can sustain schools that the kids can walk to, mm-hmm. not get in a drive. So if you listen if you listen to parents today, what is, if you have four or three kids, what do the parents do all day Saturday and Sunday? They're taxis.
They're in the car. Same in Dublin, though.
No. Well, yeah, but to a lesser extent.
They're in their SUVs.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be. You know, that's I totally agree with that. But yeah. We have to understand as a country there's going to be 1.5 million people over the next 30 years in the country. So are we going to be honest about sustainability or not? Answer. And at the moment, we are not being honest.
Answer this, Ted. This is a missile for you, Hugh. Irish communities lived rurally for thousands of years. It's in our DNA. Now, maybe I don't want to live in a rural little village. Maybe I want to live out on my own.
But you shouldn't have the choice, sorry.
Oh, come on,
I'm sorry,
Hugh.
About that.
Come on.
But you don't necessarily have the choice.
Well, I don't accept that. If you go on daft.ie, go and look around this countryside. There's great value in our towns and villages all over the country. Buildings sitting there rotting to be... Sorry, excuse me. Rotting to pieces, and that's where the opportunity is. We cannot build one-off houses stuck on top of a mountain and say that's all right.
No, Chris, we're back on the hillock.
No, yeah, you there is assuming that everyone has a choice and anyone can go build anywhere. It's incredibly restrictive as it is. It's very robust as it is. I'll give you an example. I'm here in Clonakilty. I'm born and bred in Clonakilty. I've never lived anywhere else but Clonakilty. Therefore, if I wanted to go get planning permission out in a Rathbarry or Roscarbery or somewhere in the surrounding area, okay, you'd be here to be familiar with it, then I'm not allowed. I'm restricted. If I want to get go for planning for one-off house, I'm restricted to Clonakilty. Therefore, it won't happen. My only option is to purchase.
All you have to do is get a little half-built or house or a house that's fallen down, a farmhouse from the 1840s, and Bob's your uncle. Am I right, Hugh?
Absolutely. Go and get planning permission in those locations.
And there you go. That's the option available to me. But if I wanted to go for a one-off house, the only people who can apply for those are those who live in an area or have a connection to an area. And they're exactly the type of people who should be given planning in those areas. At the moment, they have to jump through hoops. They're made to go through obstacles. They're made to fork out thousands in planning, in architects' fees and in agents' fees.
Oh,
and it is near impossible as it is.
Isn't he right there?
To talk about sustainability, just one quick thing on sustainability. And I have to stress this point. If we want to go sustainable as a country, we have to bring people with us. And there are so many easier ways that we can achieve much greater emissions. Let's transform our energy systems. Let's transform our transport system. But there's a tradition here. It's a small percentage of one-off houses. Let's continue that practice. It is so important to the fabric of rural Ireland.
I think there's lots of opportunity in our existing neglected housing stock to actually deliver what we're all looking for. Remember, what we're saying here is there's about 3,000 one-off houses created in the country. But what I'm saying is there are 90,000 vacant properties. So let's go after them first.
Okay, let's get some of the missiles that were sent into 51551. Joe says, bungalow bliss is a controversial topic but allowed a lot of rural people access to homes. Another, bringing up a family on a ribbon-developed road is dangerous. Children can't walk on the roads. Another, 15-minute village allowed development of one-off houses within this region, bring back to life to that area. It's the only thing that's sustainable, says that listener. And one more, a listener says, I think he's talking about Hugh, Brian, wow, Cormac, when we're 70 and can't drive, who is that guy? Well, that guy, I can tell you, is renowned architect Hugh Wallace. And the other guy is Fianna Fáil TD for Southwest Cork, Christopher O'Sullivan. Well done, both. Thank you very much indeed.